From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is nominating Solicitor General Elena Kagan for a seat on the Supreme Court. At the White House today, she says she is humbled and explains why she is dedicated to the law.
Law matters because it keeps us safe, because it protects our most fundamental rights and freedoms, and because it is the foundation of our democracy.
Kagan has had a broad-ranging career, including being the first female dean of the Harvard Law School, but she has never been a judge. NPR's Mara Liasson says an incident at Harvard is one that has generated some questions and criticism.
She's getting, believe it or not, criticism from both the left and the right. There are some liberal groups who think she's too conservative. That's actually good politically for the White House. I think they're happy to see her criticized from the left. And from the right, people are criticizing her decision when she was the dean at Harvard to bar military recruiting of young potential lawyers on campus. And that is something that she felt very strongly about, but in the end, she actually lost legally.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson. Some critics have been pointing to Elena Kagan's lack of experience on the bench. Russell Wheeler, a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution, says that should not be an issue.
40 years ago, people would have said, of course you look outside the judiciary to nominate justices. I mean, the Supreme Court in 1954 that decided Brown versus Board had a governor on it, a senator, a former solicitor general, former attorney general.
Wheeler says Kagan would have a learning curve, but less than many people, because as Solicitor General, she's been heavily involved in arguments before the Supreme Court. Mortgage financer Fannie Mae says it needs still more taxpayer money. It's reporting a big quarterly loss, and it says it needs $8.4 billion more, which would bring the total bailout to more than $83 billion. As the housing and financial meltdown intensified, President Obama last year pledged to cover unlimited losses by Fannie Mae and mortgage financer Freddie Mac through 2012. At least 63 people have died after shooting and bombing attacks in Iraq today. At least 225 are hurt. Iraqi officials say the attacks targeted police and military checkpoints and also the homes of police officers, but the officers were not at home when the attacks occurred. Civilians are among the many people killed. Attorney General Eric Holder says investigations continue into a bombing attempt in New York City's Times Square. He says there's a Pakistani Taliban connection, and he says he's considering limiting some constitutional rights for suspected terrorists, including U.S. citizens. Stocks are up sharply this morning. The Dow Industrial's up close to 400 points. From Washington, this is NPR News. Travelers in Europe face more delays as a new cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland grounds airline flights again. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the cloud crippled services over the weekend.
Iceland's unpronounceable volcano is at it again, spewing a 2,000-mile-long cloud of dust into mostly southern Europe this time. Tens of thousands of passengers flying to and from European destinations have been forced to change their plans because of new flight restrictions. Up to 30,000 British holiday travelers couldn't get home yesterday after hundreds of flights from parts of Italy, Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, the Czech Republic, and Croatia were canceled. And transatlantic passengers also face delays and cancellations as airlines try to avoid the ash. There are fears that the disruption could affect the Cannes Film Festival, which begins later this week in France, but tour operators insist there will be no repeat of the chaos seen across Europe last month when European airspace was almost completely shut down. But scientists studying the volcano outside the Icelandic capital say there is no way to tell how long the eruption will continue. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
An Associated Press survey shows that America's top CEOs are set for a once-in-a-lifetime pay bonanza. Many of them got annual stock compensation early last year when the stock market was at a 12-year low, and now they are set to make out very handsomely on those stock options. Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden has an entry in the record book. He's thrown the 19th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. The 4-0 shutout of the Tampa Bay Rays is also Major League Baseball's 16th perfect game since 1880. South African golfer Tim Clark has his first PGA Tour victory in Florida with a 5-under par 67. This is NPR News.